This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. A new state board will help low-income communities shift to electric vehicles. The 7-member committee will oversee a fund expected to draw in more than $300 million over the next decade. Most of the money comes from a new fee on products purchased online. The funding will go toward charging stations and future programs to bring down the cost of electric vehicles and bikes. The board's first meeting is set for early next month. Representatives from the International Governing Body for Soccer are touring Denver today. CPR's Paolo Schalsera has more.
FIFA officials are working to whittle down its pool of potential host cities for the 2026 World Cup. There are 17 U.S. cities vying to host games during soccer's most prestigious competition. Only 10 of them will make the final list. Denver's Empower Field at Mile High is among the candidates. FIFA's vice president and its chief tournaments officer will discuss the bid with Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, former U.S. national team goalkeeper Tim Howard, and local fans. I'm Paolo Schalsera, CPR News.
Construction will cause travel delays on Interstate 25 in Colorado Springs this week. CDOT is installing new safety signs. The work is happening in the evening and overnight hours to minimize delays. Northbound and southbound 25 will have single lane closures and speed will be reduced. Colorado Springs is in the upper 70s, Pueblo the 80s. On Fresh Air today, we'll learn about the film The Harder They Fall. Netflix says it's not your granddaddy's Western. Most of the main cast members are Black, and this movie has a fictional but corrective twist. We'll hear from the star of the film, Jonathan Majors. It's this hour on Fresh Air. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.